Today, I want to tell you a story. Not about fame, not about success, but about faith, fear, and finding peace when everything else falls apart. Her name was Maya. Maya grew up in a warm, loving home. Her parents were kind, patient, and deeply rooted in their Christian faith. Every Sunday, they went to church as a family. Maya often sat next to her best friend, Lena. Maya loved it. She sang louder than anyone else in the pews, even when she didn't know the lyrics. She had a favorite Bible text, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," Psalm 23, and she believed it. After dinner, when prayer ended, Maya was always the one who picked the song. Music was her joy, her comfort, her way of worship. But as Maya grew older, her path began to change. When she got to school, she was popular. She was smart, talented, and everyone liked her. And while that sounds amazing, for Maya, it slowly became everything. She began to find her value in attention, in compliments, in being admired. Her faith didn't disappear overnight. It faded quietly. She stopped engaging. She stopped caring as much. And then high school hit. She was never home anymore. Always with friends. Always busy. Her friendship with Lena? It fell apart after an argument. Her parents noticed, of course, but every time they tried to talk, she pushed them away. Eventually, they stopped trying. When she was home, she was glued to her phone. Family time annoyed her. She told herself, if I leave them alone, they'll leave me alone. So she surrounded herself with the world. And slowly, God disappeared from her plans. By grade 10, she started dating. By graduation, she had her future mapped out. She would be a singer. She would get married. She'd have kids. And God? He wasn't anywhere in that picture. For a while, it worked. She got married. She had two kids. She made an album, and suddenly she was famous. Money poured in. Fans adored her. On the outside, her life looked perfect. But inside, there was a quiet emptiness she couldn't explain. She tried to fill it with designer clothes, the newest tech, bigger goals. Every time the thought of God crossed her mind, she brushed it off. I'm happy, she told herself. But she wasn't. Then came the pain. Then came the fear. She went to the doctor and came home with news that shattered everything. Pancreatic cancer. 1 year to live. Suddenly, her money, her fame, her security, it all meant nothing. Fear wasn't a quiet thought anymore. It was everywhere. She felt alone, even though people were closer to her than ever. She spent most of her time in the hospital or in bed. Panic attacks became normal. Her perfect life felt like it had vanished overnight. One day, after another appointment, the doctors told her the cancer had spread faster than expected. Her year had turned into 6 months. She was left alone in the hospital room, crying, whispering, "Why is this happening to me?" That's when Lena walked in. Lena had been her best friend as a kid. They used to sit in church together. But years ago, they had a huge argument. Lena had confronted Maya about her faith, and Maya had pushed her out of her life. They hadn't spoken since. Maya wiped her tears, embarrassed. "Lena, what are you doing here?" Lena smiled gently. "I heard you were sick. I needed to see you." We never finished that conversation. Maya shook her head. "Now isn't the time." "Yes," Lena said softly. "It is." She paused, then said something that shocked Maya. "You feel alone. You have so many people around you that love you, but it isn't enough. You feel empty." Maya froze. "How did you know?" "Because anyone who tries to live without God feels that emptiness eventually." Lena sat beside her bed. "You're scared. I can see it. Do you want peace?" "Of course," Maya whispered. "There's only one place real peace comes from. Do you remember how we used to feel in church? When we weren't afraid because we knew God was with us? What changed?" Maya didn't have an answer. After a moment, Lena asked, "Can I pray with you?" Maya nodded, and in that moment, something shifted. She realized she had spent her whole life depending on herself, her talent, her success, her plans. She had forgotten she ever needed God. As Lena prayed, Maya felt something she hadn't felt in years. Peace. Not because the cancer was gone, not because she wasn't afraid, but because through the Holy Spirit, she chose faith over fear. After they finished, Maya whispered something she hadn't said in years. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." She remembered and believed that that was true, and that the Lord gave her everything she needed, even when she was so sick, because he had given her faith. The months passed, and eventually, Maya passed away. But this time, there was no fear, no questions, just faith. In the end, this story didn't actually happen, but somewhere out there, someone may be walking through something very similar. And even though the story itself isn't real, the message behind it is, because it reminds us of something truly important. The struggles Maya faced can reflect our own lives. One thing we all wrestle with is where we find our worth. Too often we place it in the wrong things, our possessions, our talents, our popularity, or even in the way we perform our roles as parents, students, or friends. But our true worth should always come from God. If it doesn't, it's easy to drift away from him. When we make anything else the center of our lives, God gets pushed to the side. The hard truth is, we can't fix this on our own. And that's why prayer is so powerful. It reminds us to turn back to God, to realign our hearts, and to find our true value in him. Prayer is something that is easy to forget, just like Maya did for so many years. In her story, we see how powerful prayer can be, but we also see how easy it is to push it aside when life gets busy, or when we feel tired or distracted. Sometimes it can feel like a chore, and it's hard to focus. I've felt that too. But prayer matters. It shouldn't just be something that we repeat out of habit, because then the words can lose their meaning and become more like a routine than a heartfelt, sincere prayer. Prayer is hard, and we can't always stay faithful to it on our own. But with the Holy Spirit, we can learn to pray from our hearts and remember who we truly are relying on, just like Maya did in the end. This story teaches us how important it is to spread God's word. We never truly know how much a small comment, a simple action, or a moment of courage can affect someone's life. We see this clearly through Lena and Maya. Lena took a big step, one that required bravery and confidence. Putting yourself out there is never easy. It means risking rejection, misunderstanding, or even scorn. But when you really think about it, it is always worth it. One moment of vulnerability can change a life forever. It can be the difference between someone receiving eternal life and eternal death. At the same time, we must remember that it is not our work alone, but the work of the Holy Spirit within them. We are not the ones who change hearts. God is. Because of this, sharing faith doesn't require big or dramatic gestures. Even the smallest actions can make a difference. While sharing faith can be hard, it is comforting to know that sometimes simply living differently in quiet and consistent ways is enough for God to work through us. By being kind, fair, loving, and patient in our everyday lives, we become a reflection of Christ. Our actions can show others who God is, good, faithful, and loving. That quiet example can spark curiosity. It can open doors. It can lead someone to church, to questions, and eventually to faith. Lena's courage reminds us that whether through words or through actions, we are called to shine God's light. We may never fully see the impact of what we do, but God does, and even the smallest act of faith, offered in love, can leave an eternal mark. Faith over fear. Every one of us has faced fear in some form. Sometimes it is overwhelming, like Maya's diagnosis with cancer. Other times it feels smaller. Fear of being left out, of failing, of not being enough. But no matter the size, fear is something we all know. We live in a broken, sinful world, and fear and struggle are a part of that reality. When fear shows up, our instinct is often to ignore it. We push it aside, call it silly, or try to reason it away. We tell ourselves why it shouldn't matter or why it isn't realistic. But fear doesn't disappear because of excuses. It lingers. It waits. It only begins to loosen its grip when we stop relying on ourselves and choose to trust God instead. That is what Maya learned in the hardest moment of her life, when everything she had built, fame, success, security, was taken from her, fear became overwhelming. And yet, it was in that fear that she finally found peace, not because her circumstances had changed, and not because the fear vanished, but because she chose to trust that God's plan was greater than her understanding. Faith does not mean pretending we are not afraid. It means accepting that fear exists, while remembering that something stronger exists too. With God, even our greatest fears do not have the final word. Everything we experience comes from His almighty hand, and every moment has a purpose, even the painful ones. So the next time fear finds you, don't ignore it. Don't run from it. Acknowledge it, but choose faith instead. Just like Maya, remember that peace is not found in the absence of fear, but in trusting God through it. All of these things show us what it truly means to live as a Christian. We are called to pray, to spread God's word, to find our worth in Him alone, and to choose faith over fear. None of these things are easy, but every one of them is important. They are not optional. They are necessary. My story reminds us what happens when we forget where our value comes from, and how quickly fear can take over when God is pushed aside. But it also shows us the hope that comes when we return to Him. So take these lessons into your daily life. Pray to God when you're facing struggles that feel unimaginable. Turn to Him when fear feels overwhelming and the answers feel far away. Show your faith through your words and your actions, and remember how much that matters. Never fall into the trap of believing that you are only valuable if you succeed, if you're admired, or if you do something extraordinary. You are already enough because you are a child of God, and that truth outweighs everything else. And when fear comes, as it always does, choose to trust. Trust even when life does not make sense. Trust even when the future feels uncertain. Remember God in every season of your life, and let your faith be stronger than your fear. Faith over fear.